morning, everyone. Talk Radio 930 WTAD, another neophyte in the chair of the Mary Griffith Show, Amy Leffringhaus. However, I'm surprised. I thought Amy had been on my show before. We've known each other for a long time through our involvement with the Girl Scout organization. But Amy's here today to talk about the Quincy Preserves Home Tour. So first and foremost, Amy, let's meet you. Tell us a little bit about yourself for those who don't know you.
Well, my name is Amy Leffringhaus, like you said. I've been involved with Quincy Preserves just for actually a few months. I'm on the board of directors now. So I've volunteered for the Quincy Preserves in the past, and so I've just become a little bit more involved now.
Does that mean you have a money pit? I mean, does that mean you have a beautiful historic home?
I do have an older home, yes, yes, and a bungalow along 24th Street.
So. Wow, great.
Yes.
So, you know, it is interesting because I always loved living in older places. And until I had a place of my own, you know, my parents' home is not an older, well, it's older to me, but, and now I live in a modern home. But I've always lived in historic homes up until then. I was rented, you know, mm-hmm. but I lived in these things with the old pocket doors
yes.
and, you know, the bad heating system that you shivered at night. Thank goodness for electric blanket invention.
Yes.
But some of these older homes are just masterpieces. And it takes a lot of loving care from a lot of people to keep them up to par. And so that's what Quincy Preserves does. You're kind of an advice-giving agency so that when people come in like Amy Leffringhaus and say, guess what? We have an older home. How do we restore it properly? How do we keep it in good repair? That's a big part of what you do, right?
Absolutely, yes. We're dedicated to building the awareness of our historic architecture in Quincy. We fund programs that help with the preservation of businesses down here in the district. We have a facade program where we fund exterior renovations for businesses down here in the historic business district.
So you do an awful lot, but you're probably best known from the public point of view for the couple of times of year that some of your members open up their homes so that people can tromp through them
yes.
and see how the other half live.
Yes.
And also just see an idea of, wow, you know, it takes a lot to keep up an older home, but boy, is it worth it because you can have so many things that the craftsmanship is just not there in modern day homes. Well, it can be mm-hmm. if you're a multimillionaire, mm-hmm. but very few people are multimillionaires. I think the average home price in Quincy is something like $115,000. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get like a ranch, 3-bedroom house, you know, at the basement. And there's nothing wrong with that. And someday those will be historically significant
right.
homes. But if you really want to see the woodwork and the railings and the staircases and the windows, you really have to get into the older homes.
Right. Just like those little things that you were talking about, the little laundry chutes and those types of things, the interesting little ways that they functioned back in the day where they lived with different types of heating systems and that sort of thing. You see all those secret treasures that they had back then. Well, our tour is Sunday.
Yes. So we need to talk about this.
Yes.
Sunday, May 1st from 1 until 5, you can start at any of the tour locations. They're grouped pretty close together. There's kind of one that might be out a little bit in left field, but that's okay. Many of them are within walking distance, mm-hmm. so you can park your car once, walk around, then go to the other location, and you can start anywhere. So if you drive by a house and the line's out the door, just proceed on to the next location till you find a shorter line.
Absolutely. We have 4 homes and 2 historic landmarks on the tour this year. Our oldest landmark is Dick's Brewery. We're starting in the Stock House. And we're actually going to allow visitors, tour goers, to proceed through the tunnel that's at 9th and York. And they're going to see the well, the spring, the cavern underneath there. Just a really cool peek into the history. But that is the oldest structure that we have on the tour this year. So
Dick's
we're
Brewery
excited
Stock
about
House.
That.
Mm-hmm. Well, the chance to go under the tunnel, I think, will be a big drawing card for a mm-hmm. lot of people. And again, there's a cost to go on the tour. How much is it?
Yes, you can purchase tickets in advance right now, today, for $12. On the day of the event, you can purchase tickets at any any location, any tour location, for $15. We do take debit cards at the South 24th House. So if you have your debit card, you forgot your cash, you can swing by there, buy a ticket there that day. So yeah, come on out.
Well, I'm telling you, I mean, $12 just to see the Dick's Brewery, you know, the tunnel and the well and the spring and the stock room. I mean, that in itself, that's worth the cost of admission right there.
You're right.
But wait, there's more.
There is.
And you don't have to go in any particular order. Again, folks, you know, start at whatever either interests you the most. If time is short and you may not get to them all, or like I said, drive by and see which has the shortest line and start there, because you have a right to go to every single home, but there's no particular order. So Dick's Brewery is first on your list to talk about, not necessarily first on the list. And that's at 925 York. And that was built way back in the 1870s. So that is the granddaddy of them all on the tour. Talk about some of the other places then, please.
Well, we are, Washington Theater is on the list this year to tour. And of course, they're having their concerts on Saturday.
Yes, they are. From noon until 4, they will have a live entertainment indoors, which may be very apt since it could be raining on Dogwood Festival, but don't let that deter you from coming to the home tour either. It's going to happen rain or shine.
Right. I see. I think the weather says only cloudy on Sunday, so we will cross our fingers. But yeah, Washington Theater is on the list. You can go through. The theater was built in 1924. A little bit over budget.
A little bit.
At the time.
It was 50% over budget. Of course, the Roaring Twenties, money was, it's interesting because it's called the Mediterranean Revival style. Architect E.P. Rupert from Chicago. It's kind of intriguing because as they were building these things, now everybody is a good businessman and wants to make money, but I don't think they worried about cost in the Roaring Twenties like they did in the 30s, that's for sure, because it was supposed to cost $425,000, or it ended up costing $425,000, $200,000 over the contractor's estimate. Wow. So there were either a lot of change orders put in or something was happening, but the Washington Theater is so ornate. And we all know it's undergoing quite a restoration now. And any update on how that's going? I know that's a big project. The Washington Theater has its own agency that's trying to restore that. Is Quincy Preserves involved in that as well?
We do. Actually, the proceeds that we bring in from the home tours, it's one of our, you know, our major fundraising events. We actually help support sister organizations like Friends of the Washington Theater. I know they've had several events recently, so they are working very hard in trying to restore the all of the elements, the historical elements in that, and get it operating for the public to enjoy.
So that is something, if you haven't been in for a while, just see what progress they are making, and you can do that on the home tour on Sunday, May 1st from 1 until 5. So we've been to a brewery. We've been to a theater. Let's get to some homes.
We have four beautiful homes on the tour. Two of them are on Prairie Avenue. They're right next to one another. What's really interesting about one of them, I thought was interesting, the location at 2024 Prairie Avenue was actually constructed by a woman, a businesswoman. And I just thought that was very interesting. This was built in 1914. She built Miss, and you know,
yeah. Good luck with that name.
The name
Ida Saint-Leben. Oh, you know these Germans.
Yes, she constructed it for her mother and her five sisters after her father passed away. She was an independent businesswoman in Quincy, and this house is called an American four square house. So you'll have to check this one out, and for the professional women out there in Quincy, just keep that in your mind.
Yeah, that's kind of exciting. The four square, you know, is, you'll learn all about that. I mean, there's all different kinds of architecture, and that's one of the great things about this tour. You learn all about that. It's also kind of got the arts and crafts and prairie style mixed in, which many homes of that era do.
Right.
So they'll point out those architectural features. I love it. The lady had a hairdressing and wig business at 608 Main Street. She probably made a good deal of money. Good for her. She was able to build a house for her mother and her five sisters after her father died. So that's really stepping up.
Yes.
You know, and really, I think what would be amazing, to dig into this family, the difference between the mother and the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the mother was probably very traditional, stay at home, raise the family. The father was a successful photographer.
Right.
But the father died in 1909. Then within 5 years, this young lady was building this house. So she may have had to strike out in a non-traditional role because of her father's death. You just never know about these things.
It's just so interesting.
But they'll have docents in the home to explain all the architectural features to them.
Each location has guides that will guide you through the home. They'll tell you even more stories that we're telling you today on air.
Sure.
They'll have little features like Mary was talking about earlier within the home, architectural features within the home. To show you just the craftsmanship of the back in the day. So.
Okay, so we've got a non-traditional woman, scandalous for her time in 1914 at 2024 Prairie Avenue. Then right next door at 2040 Prairie Avenue, a honeymoon cottage.
A honeymoon cottage.
Oh, I don't call that no cottage, girl, but, you know.
Yes, the cottage is at 2040 Prairie Avenue, right next door. It was built in 1921 by the Newcomb Stillwell family for his bride Lillian. And of course, we know the Newcomb Stillwell Mansion as the Quincy Museum, right there on 16th and Main. Mm-hmm. So this was a honeymoon suite for the family.
They must have really liked this daughter-in-law, but that was very common, wasn't it, to gift to your children. They'd go away on honeymoon sometimes of a year. I mean, it'd be like they'd go to Europe for a year or something. On these rich people would.
Right.
Me, you know, my husband takes me down to the compost pile and the yard waste drop off. But, you know, we don't have to digress. But so Richard F. Newcomb was the builder of the Newcomb Stillwell Mansion at 1600 Main Street. Now, this house at 2040 Prairie, it's called a Dutch colonial style. Again, I would know that from a hole in the ground. But also the interior then is that craftsman style again. So they will be able to, you know, one thing nice about these, when you go on these tours, you learn a little bit. Then when you go to other towns, you can say, oh.
That's a Dutch colonial.
That's a Dutch colonial.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, what else?
What else? We have two other homes on the tour. They're actually right next to one another as well. We have a house at 2315 York. Again, another successful woman lived in this home. Dr. Hildegard German Sinnock.
German,
excuse me.
Yes, well, her mother was a doctor, too. I mean, this is very prominent family. Of course, we're all familiar with the Knapheide family, the German family, also prominent, and the Sinnock family. So it was kind of really, you know, that power, you know, the real, like what we would say in Hollywood, you know, if two big, you know, movie actors and actresses married each other, or two, you know, barons of real estate and titans of industry, kind of like the George Clooney and his wife kind of coming
power
together,
couple.
The power couples. So the house was built for Frank and Dr. Hildegard German Sinnock back in 1935. So really that was like the height of the Depression. Mm. So that's kind of intriguing. They obviously had money. Dr. Sinnock was in practice with her mother, Dr. Melinda Knapheide German, who... two other great Quincy family names. So modified and expanded over the years. And I think that's the other thing that people enjoy about the home tour. When people live in an older home, they want it to preserve it as much as possible, but they still want to have computer access, a modern kitchen. So you'll see the way that people have been able to creatively adapt for modern conveniences in older homes that were built, you know, in many cases before electricity and the telephone and all these other things were invented. So
it's
kind of intriguing.
A lot of the older homes have the, you know, a fireplace in every single room, or you see it, maybe remnants of a fireplace in every single room they had to keep warm. But yes, you're right. They do make adjustments for today's age. But you can see when you go through these home tours, you can kind of see the rooms and how they were. And then just see how they've transformed it and made it very functional for today's day.
It is so true, yeah. So you're going to really enjoy these houses, folks. 2024 Prairie and the house next door, 2040 Prairie. 230 South 24th. We haven't gotten to that one yet, but that's another famous family in Quincy, the Oakley family, owners of the Quincy Herald Wig. And it was stayed in their family till 1993.
Right. This house is a beautiful home right there on the corner of 24th and York. Again, a prairie style house with the arts and crafts details, somewhat of a theme, I guess, through the houses this year.
Mm-hmm.
But inside, you'll see lots of built-ins, window seats, those types of things in this home. And very few changes have been made to this home. A lot of these homes had servants' quarters, servants' stairs in the back part of the home. They've removed and kind of changed that area in the back, but you can see where that area was at in that home today. So,
yeah, it's really unusual, even in the wealthiest families in Quincy, to actually have live-in help now.
Right.
There are probably a few. But, right. I mean, you know, in the olden days, that was... Mm-hmm. Everybody, you know, had a day maid, a night maid, a nanny, a coachman. So you had to have a lot of place for that. Well, it's going to be exciting. And folks, you won't want to miss it because, again, there's never any guarantee that these homes will be on the tour. Because I know sometimes they have to really twist people's arms. Because after all, you're allowing hundreds, maybe thousands of people to walk through your home. And again, wear comfortable shoes. Don't wear spike heels that can damage hardwood floors. You may be asked to put on a shoe covering when you go into some people's homes. And if you want to see the full home, you'll have to be able to climb stairs because it won't be handicap accessible. But even if you can only do the ground floor, it's well worth the cost of admission. So where can we get our tickets today for $12?
Well, today you can get them online at quincypreserves.org, but you can also go to some of the downtown businesses, Adams Florist, Emerald City Jewelers outside of the downtown area, both Curlin's locations. If you are in Hannibal, you can go to the Dempsey & Dempsey office in Hannibal to get your tickets for $12 again today. And then the History Museum down here also has tickets.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And then, locations. Of course, the day of the event, if you just want to stop by and pop out $15, it's well worth it just to see the Dick's Brewery Tunnel, I think, would be well worth it.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Amy Leffringhouse. You did a wonderful job. Come back.
Well, thank you so very much for having us.
And she didn't mention she has a new job. We won't talk about it now, but I want you to come on and talk about that sometime
absolutely.
In the future. That's a little tease, as
teaser.
We say in the business, folks. You'll have to stay tuned and see what's happening. We'll talk about the Quincy Gems coming up in just a moment.
Blue Persuasion.
We're back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. This is the Mary Griffith Show. We're going from the preservation of historic homes to the preservation of America's pastime, baseball. And it won't be long before we hear the Go Gems, Go Gems signs coming up all over Quincy. And we're here today with the owner of the Quincy Gems, Jimmy Louthan, and with Darren Johnson, who also works for the Gems. And now I don't know a whole lot about baseball, but I do know one thing. It's great family fun. And when I was a little girl, I went to the Quincy Cubs games with my dad, and it started a lifelong love of baseball for me. So, Jimmy Louthan, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in being the owner of a baseball team. That's kind of intriguing.
Right. Well, this would be our third year. Oakland Lindsay Center owned it, they asked us to do the concessions because we own a catering business.
You own JJ's Catering, right?
Right.
Okay.
And we just fell in love with it, and the city was, or Oakland Lindsay Center was planning on selling it. So myself and a few other people came in, and we decided to keep it in Quincy, and we just took it over.
We applaud you for that effort, but as a business person, you had to look at the spreadsheet and say, gee whiz, the Gems are not really a big money maker. So what trepidation did you have stepping forward, and how do you feel about the upcoming season? How'd you do last year?
Well, it was our first year.
Right.
And then so we expected some, you know, something. And so
you knew there'd be some struggles.
Right. And then you get 25 days of rain in the summer.
Right.
And it's hard.
It's hard.
But we've had, like I've always said, it's Jimmy and Julie's not going to be the people that bring the Gems back to the glory days of 96 or whatever. And it's going to take the whole community. And we just thought that, and we knew there was a love for baseball in Quincy, and we thought that the community would stand up, and which they have, and we're really excited about it. We have a great schedule this year, so weather permitting, we have 13 Friday and Saturdays.
Wow, six, that's great.
Six Sundays out of 30 games. We've added a game with the Military All-Stars, which that's a great league and great players. And so it's exciting, so we'll see. adding brand new bathrooms, which the stadium needed, brand new concessions. We're adding a whole new picnic area over in right field. There was a deck there, but we took the deck down. There's batting cages and everything over there, but we moved the picnic area closer to the field to give it more of a fan experience, and so we're excited about that.
It is. It's a great way to see a ball game because, you know, I mean, I'm a big St. Louis Cardinal fan, and I may go to two or three games a year, but, I mean, you have to almost take out a bank loan. I mean, by the time you pay for the ticket, then you've got your overpriced hot dog and your way overpriced adult beverage, and heaven forbid if you take any kids with you because they have to get a Fred Bird and a thing of popcorn. I mean, you're talking $200 or $300 without a doubt, but you can go see a Gems game. What's gate admission for Gems?
Well, just a regular gate is $6 for adults, $4 for seniors or children. But this month, well, the next 2 days,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, the next 2 days. That's why you're here.
We have a special for $99 for 30 games for adults and $75 for senior students. And, I mean,
you can't go wrong with
right.
that.
Right. And the way we do our season tickets, we realize that families are busy and everything. So if you have to miss a day, you don't lose that ticket. It's an anytime ticket. So next time you can bring somebody or you know,
that's
you can
great.
Go come to 10 games and just bring a bunch of people if you want, however you want to do it. But you just don't lose that value of that ticket. So.
I think that's a big selling point because right. obviously, you know, if you have a rain out and then you have to make it up and you can't go that day, or if you're out of town for a weekend and you have a lot of weekend games, you can just bring little friends with you the next time and,
right.
and make it all up. So that's exciting. Now, how do we get in on that? Because you've got today and tomorrow to act on that special pricing. So how's that happen?
Well, you can call us. You can go online to quincygems.com. You can order straight from there. You can call us. You just stop by at 1400 North 30th. The old Motorola building is our office. And so just pick them up there.
Okay. Darren Johnson, what is your affiliation with the Quincy Gems? What do you do for the team?
Jimmy brought me on board. And first of all, thank you for having us.
Oh, it's great. I want to have you guys more often.
Yeah, awesome. Jimmy brought me on board a couple of months ago. My role is I'm the assistant GM, I guess is the technical title. It basically means I just do a little bit of everything. This time of year, I'm kind of wearing the salesman hat. I'm out trying to sell sponsorships and tickets and different things like that. Once the season starts, I presume, and talking to Jimmy, my role will kind of shift, I think, a little bit towards a lot of the game day operational stuff.
Getting the field ready, making sure the ballpark's ready.
Yeah, and just making sure the fan experience is good and taking care of our sponsors for those, you know, for each game and that kind of thing.
Well, I've already been invited to a Gems game through a business that I do business with. So you've had some success in getting some corporations to host a night with the Gems, right? And that's been going on for several years, and you're always trying to expand that, I'm sure.
We're always trying to expand that. We try to pride ourselves on the Gems being a community team. That's, you know, without the community support, the Gems wouldn't exist. So that's what we're really trying to focus on is getting out to all the different industries here in town and having employee nights and picnics and different things just to bring maybe people that aren't even baseball fans, but just to get that sense of community pride and things to do in town. You know, Quincy's got a lot to offer, but in the summertime, a lot of times in the, you know, those dog days of summer, there's no better way to spend an evening than at the ballpark. Once the sun goes down, nice cool night, and can't beat it with an adult beverage or two, and bring the kids.
And you can afford an adult beverage or two.
Absolutely.
Because they kept the pricing down to where, you know, it's reasonable. And again, where you can sit pretty much wherever you want unless you buy special seating. So you can pick that shady spot over there down the third base line. You know that you won't have the sun beating down on you. So it's just a great experience. How much does it help? Because I know you've had some experience with the Cavemen organization too. I think that's been one of the great things is having a team in Hannibal. It gives a little natural rivalry, and people can easily make an away game. I mean, right. I don't know, but how many true fans travel with the Gems to Danville? I mean, I would imagine it'd be like a handful of people.
Right.
You'd almost have to have a kid on the team or have some kind of vestedness in it. Because, I mean, I'll go to every Gems game if I want, but I'm not going to travel way out, you know, yonder to see them play no matter how much I root for them. So having that Hannibal connection is really very helpful, isn't it?
Oh, you know, we love Hannibal. It's I always tease the owner of Hannibal that they're our little brother because we always pick on him. And but, you know, and people say it's a great rivalry and everything, but we couldn't do it without them, and they couldn't do it without us. Right. Because just the cost of travel and everything, it's good to have a hometown. And, you know, even corporations do business in Hannibal and Quincy. So those Hannibal games are like, hey, we want that game just because it helps sure. both markets. And
yeah, it's a nice little interplay. Let's talk. We're going to talk about the Wall of Honor in a moment, but I'm going to get into the part about baseball that I know the least about, and that is recruiting a team. I know that you want the best players on your team, but you've got to have a little bit of local talent too, because again, people want to cheer for some homegrown favorites. But then again, you want to have, you know, somebody from Washington, state of Washington, that can really hit a ball. So how does all that work, and who's your coach?
Well, we have a new coach this year. He's from Webster University, Zach Getze. We've been working pretty close, putting the team together. You know, I helped Chris Martin, still had some players coming in, so we worked with them and worked with Chris in the transition. And, you know, this week alone, the past 8 days, we've lost three pitchers already. So
to what? Well, bad arms or bigger salaries?
Yeah, well, the salary. You know, they're still college players, so
right.
It's just arm issues. They've thrown a little bit more in their at their home
at
college
the collegiate
team,
league, yeah.
Right? And they've thrown a little bit more, and so they had to hold back. But two kids, Tommy John surgery. So I mean, but we have a plan for that. It happens every year, and
so you have some of the. I mean, you have some of the headaches that Mike Matheny has. I mean, you still have to put a team on the field.
Right.
And you've got to put together every available position. You can't have 14 catchers. You got to have the whole thing. So, like you said, the coach at Webster University will be, you know, very helpful with that. Can you announce is there anybody local? Are there people returning that were stars last year that we started rooting for that we can get behind again, or is it too early for any of that?
No. Well, we have four QU players, actually five, because the Prospect League changed its rules where graduating high school players can play and graduating seniors can get one more chance to be seen at the professional level from scouts or whatever. And so it's kind of expanded our player pool.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have a local kid, which you were saying local or best. And, you know, Joey Pollock's going to be playing for us this year. And he's outstanding. High school kid from Quincy, Notre Dame.
And, well, that'll bring some people
right,
to the stage.
We're really excited.
I mean, it's somebody that, you know, the little kids will want his autograph. I mean, this is the thing that I think for grandparents and parents out there, you know, we're all jaded with these professional baseball players and their multi-million-dollar salaries. But for, you know, a little kid, a little girl or a little boy that's between the ages of 4 and 9, this is the real deal for them. As far as they're concerned, that's all there is. I mean, that, you know, they're not judging how good these people are. Great as far
right.
as they're concerned. And really, you do play good ball at the collegiate level. I mean, it's a pretty good, always a pretty good time at the ballpark as far as what you see, as far as the entertainment value.
Right. Our talent's up there. I mean,
yeah.
We get a lot of kids drafted, and I think last year, coming through the Prospect League, I think over 100 kids got drafted from that played in the Prospect League at least once. So the talent's there, and it's just putting it together, and it's a schedule now. You know, you got 70 days, you got 30 or 60 games, so 30 home games, and
It's a grind.
It is a grind.
It gets them used to, you know, what happens in the bigs, as they say. Real quick, before we take a break, how do we get this ticket special again? It's $99 for adults, $75 for seniors or children, right?
Right.
But that gives you admission to
30
games, but that can be, you can use more than one punch per game.
Exactly.
And how do we get that?
You can call us at 214-7436. That's 214-QGYM, or get online at quincygyms.com, and you can order it right there.
Okay, we're going to come back and talk about the Wall of Honor in just a moment, but first we have to take this commercial break. We'll be right back. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Jimmy Louthan, the owner of the Quincy Gems, and Darren Johnson, who is the assistant general manager, are in the studio today, and we want to talk about the Wall of Honor. This is something that's going up at QU Stadium, home of the Gems. Who's going to tell me all about that?
I'll tell you.
Okay, Jimmy, you take it away.
I'm the one dealing with it. We're building the new concession, the new building right there. We're going to have a Wall of Honor on the side of that when you first walk in on the north entrance. It's going to be 16 feet black granite. You know, Charlie from Harrison Monument, he exceeded our expectations as usual from what I hear, what he does. It's just, I wanted to do something, but then Charlie made it alive, and it's just awesome.
It is just awesome. If you want to be involved and have a name put up on the Wall of Honor for veterans, you can call Harrison Monuments, and they'll be happy to get it going for you. I want to thank you both for coming in. We'll have you back again real soon. It's exciting to have Gems Baseball in Quincy. Thank you so much for stepping up and saving our team.
Well, thank you very much for having us.
Thank you, Mary.